Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is up, all you sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire, and I'm back. Whew, I had to go on a camping trip, y'all. I needed a peace of mind last weekend. And, you know, there's something about nature that just heightens your sexuality. Yeah, I had sex at the campsite a few times. Yeah, the trailer was a rockin'. I was really hoping for people to, you know, maybe say like, yo, hey, there's kids around here. It's a family campsite. You can't be rocking no trailer. But nobody said anything. So I was happy and content. On top of that, even when in suit and tie first and I arrived at the campsite, my aunt, she is just like me, just a little older. And she even said, like, I made sure, you know, to screw down the trailer so in case y'all have sex. And I'm like, oh my God. I could not. But yes, earbuds, I'm back. And man, we're already getting to the summer of splash. And it's Memorial Day weekend. And I'm very happy to finally have this lovely goddess in front of me. She goes by the name of Mystique. Pen of Mystique on Twitter. Just Mystique on Instagram. I don't even know how else to like describe her other than she is a very erotic, sexual flowesis, okay? She's a writer. Everybody knows, you know, sometimes it's the words and not the actions that do it for me. So I am so fortunate to have Miss Mystique on with us today. Welcome, boo.
Hey, baby. How are you? Thank you for having me.
If that's not an introduction, I don't know what is, right?
Listen. I love it. I appreciate that. You know, I got mad love for you.
And I got mad love for you. We met actually through Instagram Live, just like a lot of the guests that you guys have been hearing throughout quarantine. And as quarantine is lifted, I just feel like I'm going to have to fly out to so many different areas now because of it. Yeah. And I'm just so fortunate and so blessed to have this show and be able to connect with people the way I have through the power of the internet. But we're not talking about the power of the internet tonight. We're going to talk about the power of the mouth, okay? Usually we talk about the power of the pussy, but tonight we're going to talk about the power of the mouth. And I had to do some like hardcore digging because I have definitely talked about oral sex. My love of oral sex. I really don't like sucking dick, all right? If you're a new earbud or rosebud, as Mystique calls her fan base, so the earbuds and the robuds are coming together today, hopefully, literally. Me and oral sex, I love it. I absolutely love oral sex, but I really don't like sucking dick. I like to sit on people's faces. I love getting my pussy eaten.
Yes.
But I really love making love with my mouth to a woman. I love eating the pussy. And the only person who really receives the oral in the male department, of course, is Suit and Tie. And my gamer boo, David, who you guys have heard on the podcast as well. Those are the only two recipients, male recipients. And there's no complaints in that department. And they eat pussy very well, too. So it's an even trade. It's an even trade. But, man, I feel like it's not always the case. You know, as females, as black females, we don't get so lucky in that department.
Hell no. At all. I'm about to add.
Yes. I mean, thank God for Mystique, because when I was asking her, ooh, what do you want to talk about? And she's like, you know what? We need to talk about the double standards of oral sex. I was like, yo, there is a fucking double standard.
Shit is real.
In fact.
We're stupid, but it's real.
I'm going to ask you this question real quick. You watch Insecure, right?
I do.
Do you remember the episode when they went to a sex toy convention and Issa was talking about oral sex and she said, you know, black women don't give no blowjobs because it makes them makes them disposable? Do you remember that conversation? Mm-hmm. I had to go back real quick and watch that scene. And I was like, oh my God, it spot the fuck on.
Yeah.
Especially. Yeah. I feel like even in the black community, the most, like, we always talk about, oh, power to the punani. Oh, we love sucking dick. But when it comes down to it, there's more dick sucking than pussy eating.
That part.
What the fuck?
Listen.
What the fuck?
Because, you know, I think innately women, particularly black women, we're givers, right? And so because we are givers, that is inclusive to head. And so I've met, in all the years and all the friends and associates that I've met, I know one person who is very adamant about their role of saying, no, you don't get, everybody doesn't get head from me. And I respect her to the utmost because I'm like, damn, I wish I was like that. But then I had to recognize, like, I just like the way it feels in the back of my throat. I know that I like that. But I also understand that everybody doesn't deserve that, especially when we start talking about what pleasures me. So I know for a fact that head is going to send me, like, if I'm at 10, head will send me to 100,000. And it's like, you can get whatever you want out of me.
What?
If you give me head. But, and I know that. And so until I was able to coin that and recognize that, it was just like, okay, sex was cool.
Right.
But it wasn't mind blowing. It wasn't great. It wasn't, you know, what I know that it could be. And I had to figure out what was that missing factor. And for me, that's head. Like, if you give me head, I'm like, you can have my whole entire life savings, my future child's life savings. You can have whatever you want.
No, not the life savings. The fuck? No, boo. You keep the bag. No.
Listen, I always got some shit in reserve.
I'm mad at you for saying the money of your future child's college fund is about to be depleted because of the fact that somebody gave you some bomb ass oral sex. I want to smack the shit out of you right now.
I'm just saying, but I always got something tucked under, so might say that you're getting it all, and you might really not be.
Listen, I know the self-worth of my mouth, I know the self-worth of my pussy, and yes, okay, here's the thing, y'all, here's some breaking news. So I've been going back and forth of whether or not I can receive oral again because of, since my diagnosis with HSV2, which is herpes simplex 2. Which is also known as genital herpes. Yeah, we use the burial methods, but I'm gonna be really straight up and honest. Dental tams are not the same. They're not the same. So I called up my doctor because it's been like a ongoing discussion. Not saying it's a debate. I'm not saying, you know, it's being forced, but I kind of got the clear that because of the fact that I haven't had an outbreak in a year, I've been maintaining my levels, and I'm going to get tested for my viral shedding load on Wednesday. I'm basically all clear to sit on some faces and really enter hot vac summer in a slip and slide way. I'm really like admiring it. I've missed it. Though I will say, a couple weeks ago, for two weekends in a row, actually, earlier this month, I had my first, like, four-way since quarantine.
Ooh.
And my pussy was eaten. And Lord Jesus, I don't think I came that hard in such a long time from oral sex where I was just like, the sex hadn't even begun and my legs were already tired. Like, my legs were cramping the fuck up.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, my God.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
But you know what?
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I've missed
it. Kudos to your full way, because Mystique is over here about to just... that's all I'm going to say.
No,
feelings. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
I'm like, close.
Please hurt the feelings. If somebody... Listen. What sparked this? This is what I want to know. Because obviously something sparked this in you to be like, Saf, we got to have a sit-down conversation about this. So what sparked this? Who hurt because you I'm and who do I need to, like, pin a needle through the dick?
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's just one person, right? Mm-hmm. I think that it's just been years of experience with men in general with this, like, oh, y'all want a lot. Y'all really ask for a lot. You want me to suck your dick. You want me to, you know, deep throat the balls. You want me to do a whole lot. You want me to make sure that I phonetically finesse my vocal cords. Like, you pretty much want me to give you the alphabet in all six languages and I only speak two. Like, hold up.
Wait, what's the other language you speak?
I speak French.
Oh, shit. So you really like dirty talking French?
Hello. Sometimes, you know, if you get
me there. You give us a little taste? Cause shit, that's hot. She's blushing, y'all. She's blushing.
I'm gonna say that. That's only for certain people.
Oh hell no! Oh hell no! No, you're not about to come up on my show and be like, "Oh no, I'm just gonna reserve my dirty talk for the special person behind closed doors." I am not asking you to get naked. I didn't ask you. She just flashed her titties. They were beautiful titties. You know, that seems to be an ongoing thing. A lot of people who come on the show, I don't really acknowledge it, but there are titties on the show, and I love it. I love it. This is why I will never video record the show, like, for guests. Because, listen, I like to be greedy. I like to see what y'all can't see. You guys can just jerk off to the sounds, okay? That's all you need. So not to be rude. So, okay, we're not going to get the mystique rundown in French, but I got to ask you, have you ever had a moment where, whether or not it's a long-term partner or just a fuck buddy, where you felt that you gave so much and this person gave so little, but you did not want to let go because the dick or the pussy was so good, you're like, you know what? I will disregard my own pleasure for theirs, for the sake of them.
Do you have fucking voodoo? Like, did you put a camera down on me? Yes, that's my life right now. It's happening to me right now.
Why?
I'm trying to figure the same thing out my damn self. I'm like, hold up. What is going on? Because if y'all don't know, I'm not that person. If I don't give a damn, I don't give a damn. And this is the one time in, like, literally a very long time where it's like, damn, I give a damn. So now I'm trying to figure it out because I'm like, ooh.
Is it because the person, like, outside of the bedroom, they're just genuinely a great person, but it's just the bedroom needs are just not being met? And it's like, okay, that's one thing off of my list where I can be like, you know what? I'll be content
with it. Their energy is what I like to call beautiful chaos. Mm. And so it's so damning and it's so just, it just sucks me in and I just be like, fuck, I'm stuck. So I feel like I'm trapped in this cocoon, but I know that at the end, you know, when I finally break through, I'm just, you know, fly away and I'm gonna be the most beautiful butterfly. You know, I always got my little metaphors and shit like that. But yeah, I'm in that right now. And you know what? Sucking their dick gives me joy. I ain't even gonna lie to you. And there's something about the taste of the nut, Saf. Oh my God. It's like
is it theirs in particular or is it just, you know?
No, it's theirs. It's like drinking a milkshake. And I just
I'm done. I'm fucking done with you. I'm fucking done with you. I'm
so
done.
Awesome.
I'm so done. But you know what? You said something that, you know, I get it though. Because sometimes when you are really attached to that partner, yeah, you'll do whatever it takes to please them. But this brings me back to a comment that DJ Khaled said back in 2015 on The Breakfast Club. And I might have to include it because the way he expresses it and was called out, I'm just like, fuck this motherfucker. And I do remember this, and I think I even said it a couple years ago on Earplay because I was so offended. I was so offended at the way he said it, but he was approached about, you know, oral sex in his relationship with his wife, Nicole. They now have two beautiful baby boys. But he says, you know, a woman should praise the man, the king. If you holding it down for your woman, I feel like the woman should praise and a man should praise the queen. But, you know, my way of praising is getting head. Basically, that's what he was like. And then he said, you got to understand, we the king, there's some things that y'all might not want to do, but it got to get done. I just can't do what you want me to do. I just can't. So, and I feel like this is a double standard because, again, so many men out there, black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, doesn't even fucking matter. Men in general, and the statistics show that there are more men getting more oral pleasure than a female, okay?
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Like, and you know what I think is so interesting about that is I hear that, but this that might be the first time I've actually heard it from somebody who's married. I hear a lot of single guys. Single guys have told me, because we have these conversations, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is up? Something wrong with your tongue? Like, cat got your tongue for real? What's up? Like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, I'm only going to do that for my wife.
And I think that's such bullshit, because I think personally to me, oral sex is more personal than kissing on the mouth, than actually having sex. Because now my mouth is touching the genitals that are about to go inside me or on me if we're talking about a female, okay? Like, oral sex is a very personal thing. And there's probably some people like, nah, fuck that, fuck that. Sex is more personal. No, sex is personal, but there is something about oral sex that makes it more intimate. Because if you think about it, when you're sucking dick, or you're, you know, getting head from a man and you have that direct eye contact in somebody, that shit is personal. You start seeing their soul, you know, they start.
I'm sucking souls. So, yeah. You know. What's you know, up?
Like, I get it now. Like, now that I'm in this, like, very committed, loving, polyamorous relationship, it's like, my thing back in my whole day is I knew if I wanted to have my pussy eaten, I had to suck some dick. And I had to suck some ugly ass dick. But then I started realizing the power of my own pussy, where there were some men I was catching. They're like, yo, you don't even have to. I heard your podcast. I know how you feel about sucking dick. I just want to eat your pussy.
Where they at? Let me tell y'all something. Rosebuds. Y'all want to eat my pussy? Just let me know. It's nice and pretty for you. It's always pink. It's bedazzled at times. Just tell me what color ring you want me to put in, and I'll put it in.
You have your clip pierced. Is that right?
I do.
I low-key miss it, but I don't miss it.
18 gauge, baby.
Okay, see, no. I just had the little, like, gangly ring, and I took that shit out. I had one of my girlfriends take it out for me because I was just like, nope, I can't do it. I legit had it for, like, maybe a month, and I couldn't do
really?
It.
Really? Why? You didn't like it?
It wasn't a fact that I didn't like it. It was, okay, I used to bike to class in San Francisco, and I would dress up in, like, suspend like business pants. Like, I was really like a dapper. People thought I was a teacher because I would dress up dapper as fuck. Right now I'm giving you tomboy vibes, but I used to be very, very dapper in suspenders and very dressed up because I could not dress casual. I didn't know how to. So when I got it in my freshman year of college, I was literally going to classes almost a half an hour earlier. Because by the time I would get to the other side of campus, I would have to go jill off in the bathroom, because even when I was not wearing panties, that shit would ride and start like getting me off. And I'd be having like walking orgasms. That shit was annoying. Everybody's like, oh, that should be a dream.
Turn down some walking orgasms,
no,
baby, because let me say something.
No.
Well,
my clit burns out. My clit is very sensitive. It's a hidden clit, but it gets burnt the fuck out. Even like when I'm having sex, I cannot have my partner's like, they can't deal with it too much. I have to, like, refrain myself. If I know I'm about to get some, I can't masturbate. Because I know I'll have clit burnout. So by the time I'm with the person, they'll be like, let me touch your pussy. I'll be like, no, no, don't. Just, no. Ooh, too sensitive. No. No.
Really? So I have a hidden clit too, but it's also super fat. And so what happens is my, where the piercing is, so the ball sits right on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so only when it's like super, like ready to go is when it actually rubs, because other than that I don't feel it, unless like this one time I sat wrong when I sat down in the car. I was enjoying it the whole ride. I said, and listen, my homeboy, he in the car, he had no idea what's going on, and I'm just like cheesing from ear to ear, like, yeah, keep. We done drove over these bumpy roads. I'm like, yes, this is it. I don't give a fuck. Look, I'm a busted nut, and you ain't even gonna know, because I'm gonna be smiling in your face the whole time.
Yes, yes,
yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It struck me because this guy I was talking to, I asked him, I was like, yo, what's up? Like, why you always want me to give you head, but you never wanna, you know, give me head? So he was like, because honestly, I know that you're talking to other people because I told you to go and talk to other people because I'm talking to other people, and I just don't want to stick my tongue where their dick is going
to
be.
But yet you want to have some girl, some shorty, open their mouth wide knowing that you are probably getting your dick sucked by five other hoochies. See, that's the shit that I... Ooh, thank you.
Only are you getting your dick sucked by five other hoochies, you're sticking that same dick in these bitches.
Okay, here's the thing, guys.
Assholes, wherever you want to stick it, that's where you're sticking it at. You want me to...
Yeah, this is the thing, too. When it comes to sexual health, first and foremost, it is extremely important for me. Like, now I've been joking around, but I'm being dead ass serious. Now that we are, like, slowly coming out of COVID, people are starting to get vaccinated more, I am really about that life. Like, I need to see a COVID test, a COVID... if you got the vaccination, I need to see your vaccination card. And right. I also need to see your STD and your STI test. And if you have to question me on, that costs too much money. No, it does not.
It's free. It's
yes.
Free. Swipe your EBT. It's free.
Things are free now. You can get a COVID test for free. You can get a COVID vaccine for free. And you damn sure can get your penis checked for free.
$3.99.
I had some guy even tell me I was full of shit, saying, no, that's full of shit. You can't get an STD, STI test for free. I was like, really? You have a, where do you live? West Hollywood. Motherfucker, they got free buses.
Facts.
Okay, before COVID times, and we were still at, and we were still having clubs and stuff, you can go outside, get yourself a dirty dog. Everybody who lives in LA knows what the fuck a dirty dog is. Okay. Get you a nice fat-ass hot dog from the nice Mexican lady. And this is not me being racist, because this is what it is. You go to the nice Mexican lady selling roses and dirty dogs. And then you walk a little further, and there's an HIV STI panel but sitting outside all hours of the goddamn night into the wee mornings, so you can get instantly tested. And they'll give you free condoms. So don't even tell me that bullshit. Don't tell me that bullshit that... it costs too much money. It costs $80. No, it does not.
But even still, first of all, I'm not even fucking you if you're saying all of that. Here's why. Because the fact that you don't even want to get yourself checked and make sure that you're good so that you can be pleased for your own sake, that's not my problem. And that's not my job.
Absolutely.
And you're not about to bring that over here.
Absolutely.
Because if you can't take care of yourself, then you damn sure not going to be able to take care of me.
And if you're going to judge me for going out and doing what's mine, and I'm doing it the safe route, then you damn sure don't need to be within any foot yardage in my texting mailbox. Period. No. You can't.
Yeah, no.
You can't.
I can't. Nope. I don't know. I think it's jack fucking shit. I think it's an excuse. I also really have a hypothesis. So I have two. My first one is going to be that men who don't give head is because they fear that they don't know how to do it correctly.
Yes.
And so, like, women are going to be like, because I ain't going to lie, there's been a few men I'd be like, just stop. Just no. Mm-mm. You don't have it. It's okay. Nope. You didn't do it.
I had to take off my glasses for that one. Oh, God.
I'm gonna be 100 with you. If I fuck you and I don't like it, I'm going to tell you that I don't like it. And I'm not going to be rude about it. I'm gonna be like, especially is the thing I don't like. I'm like, oh, whose pussy is it? It's mine. You're just borrowing it. Not yours.
Right.
It belongs to you. It's mine.
Right.
So don't ask me questions that you don't want the answer to.
And I will say.
And I get there. You know, there's dirty talk. But if I'm just fucking you and you ain't my partner or nothing like that, or you're not, you know, a long-term partner, you don't get to ask me those questions.
Yeah, you don't get to claim ownership to my own pussy. I've definitely said it's my pussy. And they're like, what? I thought it was mine. I was like, actually, no. And in fact, your dick, it's mine for the taking because I'm the one technically fucking you. You're just sticking it in. I'm the one doing all the fucking moves. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Pretty much.
Okay, like you surrendered your dick the moment you came into this bedroom and you realize that you have never had sex the way like this. And listen, I might sound very conceited to the people that are just now listening. You're like, damn, it's been a while since Saf has really gotten into sex and all the lifestyle stuff. But it's true. I don't have complaints in my department. I have repeat offenders. Okay. Even during out of this pandemic, I got people hitting me up from 5-6 years ago during the old Lair days trying to get back into the Bowery, my new upgraded palace. They ain't coming in. Yeah. It ain't happening.
Listen, I just told this guy the other day, they were talking their good shit. I said, you can talk your shit, but let me tell you this. I said, three things are going to happen. We either going to smash, and if we do smash, you're either going to can't get enough, I'm going to be irritated, and it's going to be trash, and then we just won't ever again, and we're going to just act like it never happened, and I'm going to see you in passing, and we're just going to keep it pushing. Or you're going to come, do your thing, and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing and come back. I'm like, that's what happens every time. And I was like, he's like, so you trying to say like you got a magical pussy? I was like, I'm not trying to say anything because I don't have to talk about it. You would have to be there to experience it.
Oh,
I don't have
God.
Time to talk. I'm just letting you know in my experience, these are the three things that happen. Either I tell you that you trash and then I never talk to you again, or you come that one time and for whatever reason it's just like, this is just what it's gonna be. Or you just keep coming back, even though I'd be like, look, I'm good. You just, hey, you busy? You free? Can we? And I just be like, you might get lucky.
Now, I have to ask you this. I know the answer to this, but I wonder if your peoples know this too. Have you swung the other way?
I have not, but it's been on my radar.
It's been on your radar.
It's been on my radar.
So you've never given or received from a woman? Okay.
Nope.
I want to get into this just a little bit. I find it very interesting how women and men approach oral sex. I feel like in the lesbian community or even the bisexual community, even if you just are attracted to femme beings, it's kind of interesting when you get another like vulva owner in the room. You're always going to have these, there are certain types that you're going to come across. You're going to have the stud lesbian, okay, that doesn't want to be touched but wants to give. And to me, that's fine and dandy, but I love to be touched and I love to touch. Like my love language, first and foremost, is to be touched. And then everything else, like, sex is a high key priority in my relationships. And I don't mean that in an asshole way, but it's like conversation is a must. But when it comes down to it, I need physical touch and I need physical intimacy, you know? So for me, as I have reopened my Tinder, because yes, I am poly and I'm trying to find some femme beings, I'm really like, some of these vulva owners are missing out because they don't want to be touched. And to me, that's such a big priority. Then you have the girl who may have had, or the femme being who may have had like one or two experiences, but they don't know like if they're good enough. So it almost is like you're talking to a guy that doesn't know if they're good. And they're like, no, I don't even like the way my own pussy looks. Da-da-da. Or, you know, it's like that song in Game. And I'm like, listen, let's just see where the vibes lead. You know, let me just be on top of you. Let's make out a little, you know, play with the nipples, you know, do a little, like, I'll touch you.
Yeah, you're turning me on.
You know, it's kind of like a tease and denial game almost. And again, for me, it's like, you know how you get on Thanksgiving dinner, you know, especially with big families. You know you got to come back for seconds and thirds. Like, you want to be that greedy bitch. Like, you starve yourself all motherfucking day. You starve yourself the whole day because you know you're about to go ham and cheese on the buffet. That, to me, is how I am when it comes to pussy. Like, oh my God. I just love pussy. I love pussy.
I love that you love pussy. I think it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. I tell women, I'm like, listen, you know, for the girls, or like, again, I'm not trying to exclude anybody. Any vulva owner out there that's like, I've never really been with someone who genuinely loves pussy, I'm like, listen, give me one night and I will tell you that you will probably, at the end of it, love getting eaten out. I'll respect it if you don't, but I might change the mind or two because...
Okay.
It definitely has happened. It definitely has happened. I've definitely had, you know, the vulva owners that aren't really attracted to females, aren't really, you know, into oral sex in general. Whoever is the recipient, and all of a sudden it happens with me, and then they're like, oh fuck.
But you lucky your ass is all the way on the other side of the damn world, okay?
I thought in the other side of the damn world, that would be like I'm in like fucking Russia or fucking Taiwan.
I mean, you ain't in Russia. I mean, you're on the other side of the country. You know that.
Yes, yes. I am in Cali. She is in Philly. There we go. But yeah, I feel like it's all about the communication, but I feel going back to the comment, and that is a very common comment, are especially from men, and we're not trying to male bash, but it's the kind of the truth. It's like when it comes to men in oral sex, it's not like approaching vulva owners, females. There's also a sense of respect that's a little bit more. There's like women, when women are together, I'm gonna speak from my experience in as a lesbian, as someone who's attracted to femme beings, it's almost like a song and dance. Women already know how they want to be approached. Vulva owners know how they want to be approached. Queer people know how they want to be approached because, you know, it's an ebb and flow. It's an ebb and flow. Men, however, when they're approaching a female, it's always aggressive. And even when you try to come off smooth, y'all ain't smooth. We already know what the fuck you want before you even ask for it. Or in some cases, beg for it. Because I don't do beggars. Beggars get shown the door. I've had men beg and plead. I had this one guy that was like, I don't need pussy. And I was like, okay, well, I don't suck dick. So, and you made me drive out. You made me take an Uber to your hotel room to tell me this. You told me to bring toys, and now you're intimidated by the toys. He's like, damn, I wasn't expecting. You said bring toys, motherfucker.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Like, well, first of all, you're not about to listen. Before we even get are you going to eat my pussy? I'm asking you straight out the gate.
But that's the thing. I don't like to do all that talking because I feel like when you're texting somebody and you're sexting and you start telling me what you're going to do and then here's the day we're leading up, I'm here at the door and then that shit happens. Like, you tell me that you want this pussy, then fucking show me you want this pussy.
I'm not a texter either. I'm not really a talker. But I do like to clarify because I have to, you know, get my mind right. So, if you look a certain type of way, and forgive me, but I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. If you look a certain type of way, you automatically getting your dicks up. You ain't gotta do shit. If you are my ideal,
even if they don't eat pussy, you'll give it up. You'll give up your the mouth.
I'll spit on it and take my finger and go around the rim, and then I'll be like, you want more? You better put in work. But in my defense, most of the time I haven't had to deal with that. Like, typically if I do that shit, then it's like, you can have whatever you like, because I've gave you the teaser now. So now you just like, I don't even know what to expect. And I'm like, there's levels to it. Sometimes I can be a little cute and dainty with it. And then other times it's like, I'm super aggressive. Like, no, I want that shit in my fucking sternum. Like, what are you talking about? I literally want to practice asphyxiation with you.
Do you like to coach? Or does it take a special person?
I think it takes a special person.
I'm with you. I feel like, yeah, the intimidation factor is fine. But here's the thing, guys. If y'all really want it, you'd show no mercy. You showed no fear. You just come in with the confidence, because chances are, if you just do it, like, my thing is, if you are like kind of there, but you just don't know how to like stay in it, then I'll kind of like coach you. But if you're telling me already, like, oh, I love it when a woman sits on my face, or I love, you know, like, fingering her. That's the thing, too. I need y'all. If you're going to eat pussy, can we start using the fingers more?
Yeah.
Is that so hard to ask?
You need help fingering it out?
Yeah, use my fingers. You could tell me, show me how you like to be touched. And then while I'm touching myself, you could kind of dig your little head in and, you know, just swirl the tongue around. Let me work my fingers, or let me put my toy down there. Oh my God. Listen. Oh my God. My
face. Blow a little bit.
Oh. Or here's another one. Fellas, it's okay to ask for a little extra help.
It's okay.
Toys are fine. Don't be intimidated by a toy. If you say you like to see us, you know, go down, like, and do our thiz nae. I'm sounding like, who used to say thiz nae? Oh my God.
What's his name? Yes, I was just watching him on Love & Hip Hop. Oh God. But yes, I know who you're talking about.
Oh my God. But seriously, if I'm going to do my thiz nae on you, or you're going to make me do it on you, like, let me use the toy. We see
Scrappy.
Scrappy, there we go. Oh God, he's so fine. I never thought he was fine. But then he got on Love & Hip Hop and he just matured.
Yeah,
he's
fine.
But he has too many babies. He's like Lil Wayne. You shake his hand, you pregnant. Like, no, it's not going to happen. But I think, honestly, guys need to stop getting intimidated by a little extra help in the bedroom. Like, guys always ask me, like, oh, what's the best way to eat pussy? I'm like, first of all, incorporate some toys. Incorporate your fingers, your mouth.
My fingers, like, I'm like, you want some ice? What you want?
Yes!
You know, some edible candy. Like, even something. I like to get a little sticky.
Wait. You just said edible candies. I hope it's ones that are designated for oral, because you can't just be putting any candies in your mouth and putting sugar onto the vagina and then causing yourself and the partner a yeast infection. I'm just saying.
Ain't nobody messing up my pH balance, so you know that they're edible oral sex candy.
Thank you. We just have to clarify, because, you know, I will never forget. I know it's been almost like 15, 16 years since this was said, but I will never forgive Real Atlanta Housewives and what's her name? Phaedra, talking about Phaedra and Candy. And Candy has a sex toy line talking about putting some sugar on the pussy and then having the men go down there for some sweetness. No, the fuck?
Whole pH balance gonna be on fire.
And yes, man, you can get a yeast infection too, so stop. Stop with the bullshit. No.
No.
If you're putting sugar anywhere near your genitals, that's including gum in the mouth. yes, I've done it before, but don't make it a consistent mm-hmm. thing. Because, yeah, you will fuck up that pH balance. You always talk about, oh, why is it smell down there? Men and women. The pH is off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the other thing, too. Not to cut you off, but I think we can both agree. There are men out there that will say, I don't like going down on chicks because I don't like the way it smells. Or I don't like the way it tastes. Okay, newsflash.
I like the way your sweaty balls taste. Come on.
Or the fact that you spray cologne and now it's like trapped in my nose hairs.
Yes, and please don't have hair because then you might have even, you could have washed up. But you think that you washing up with some fucking Men's Dial or I'll give you one better, Old Spice or whatever fancy Axe. Shit that y'all want to use. All that shit. Now you want me to put your dick in my mouth and that shit just tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Okay, so I don't mind hair. I have to get accustomed to hair. But there's a way to make sure, like, I need men to be a little bit more
clean.
I don't mind hair either.
However, well, I don't mind hair on my partner. I'm not fucking, no.
Yeah.
You're going to see fucking baby's ass down there. I don't want fucking hair. I can't do it. Excuse me out. That's just my personal thing. But on a man, it's like, all right, cool. You can have hair, but be clear. I don't want your gym sweat from 3 days ago.
Oh my God,
and
no.
Your fucking pubes, okay? I don't want no fucking Lenny balls. None of that. I don't want it to look like, no, you need to fucking comb that shit out, make it look very manicured, and you need to wash it. But when you wash it, don't be washing with the soap that leaves residue. Come on, you got to do better.
Baby wipes, baby wipes, come on now. Baby wipes.
I don't want to taste that shit.
Baby wipes are essential.
You know, this one guy I know, he told me the truth. He's like, listen, before you even come over, I always got to jack one off because if I don't, I'm going to come quick and then you're going to come for me. And I'm like, you at least you know that I'm be like, what the fuck is this? Like, what are you doing? But I'm like, all right, even if you do your little thing, make sure there's no leftover. I don't want to be sucking no dry ass nut, okay? I like my shit liquidy.
Yeah, I don't want it to. Oh my God. Or if you know that you're trying to have, like, you know, more than one woman over, okay, in the same night, can you at least do the audacity to clean yourself in between partners?
Like, I would hope you would do that.
But you know what? I've definitely been with a guy and I definitely taste another chick in my mouth. And I was like, did you just? And he's like, yeah, but I thought you were done with that. I was like, no, because you're not my man. Okay, we're not having a threesome. Okay, I'm right. Literally tasting the afterthought. Literally, the afterthought. That's what that shit was, the afterthought. I wasn't there to see if you guys even, one, use condoms. Two, if you both were, like, clean. Like, did you clean yourselves off beforehand?
Also, here's the thing about that.
And I'm not talking, and by the way, some people are like, clean. Don't you mean like, no. It's either you are positive or negative. Clean, I'm talking about you washed your body. But I want to see test papers. I want to see positive or negative. Don't give me this I'm clean shit. That just to me means you're clean like, oh, cool, you're fresh out of the shower. No, let's be fucking adults and you say I tested negative or I tested positive. Period.
Right, I agree. What I was going to say about the aftertaste too, let me be clear about something. For me, this is why I'm very also like, I love sex. I really, really do. Like, I should be a porn star. That should literally be what my actual job is. But it's cool. However, I know that condoms fuck up my pH balance. I know it. And also certain men, their semen also fucks with my pH balance. So I can't fuck everybody. Even though in my past life, I probably did. But
that's so you like
story.
Guys nutting you? Is that what you're saying?
I have, but I only allow that if I know that this is going to be a consistent partner. And now I only have one partner. And as of about an hour ago, I don't have any partners. So that's there, here nor there.
Goddamn.
But what I do know about that is for taste, Condoms? No. So if we are using a condom, I need to suck your dick before you put the condom on. I'm all about shit. I'm all about sucking your dick, you putting it in there. We clean it off before it goes back in my mouth. You can go down there and come back up and kiss me. I'm all for that shit. That shit is, I love it. I'm like, let me taste what I taste like. I think I taste pretty goddamn good. I'm okay with that, you know, whatever. But you cannot put a condom on, take it off, and then be like what we see usually in male-dominated porn. Oh, you're going, you know, put this condom on. We're going to take it off. You're going to suck the nut out. Fuck no. I'm not doing that shit. It's fucking disgusting.
I don't mind it, but I'm also particular on the condoms that I use. Like, skin condoms are not too bad on the flavor to pussy ratio afterwards. To me, it's kind of almost like it's a little bit of powdery on top of the SIRS load, which smell-wise is going to kill me because I don't think I was ever supposed to say this, but it always reminds me of pancake batter. Yeah, like, I don't mind smelling it in the morning if I'm, like, by my trash can. Yes, I keep a trash can by the bed for the condoms. I have to. Yeah,
It's literally, I'm looking at the trash can right now.
Yeah.
It's filled with gummy bears right now because I've been eating gummy bears. But I can't. Like, even how I smell after a condom, I'm like, please hold, I need to go shower.
Yeah.
I need to just
clean it off for a bit. Yeah.
Yes. She need to air out. She need to do her thing because I'm not feeling it. But that's because I know I am. So I'm like, you want me to give you head? If you're a new partner, I'm like, we're definitely using condoms. But please know that if I have already decided, and that's another thing, I have already decided before you even got to my house or before I even got to you, whether or not I was giving you head. That's just me. Can't speak for all my vulva owners or all my peeps.
It's okay to be picky.
I've already decided. I can, the same way I decide if I'm going to give you the time to speak to me in the first 5 minutes of a conversation with you, I've already decided, one, if I'm going to sleep with you, and two, if I'm going to give you head.
And I think that's perfectly fine because honestly, you are allowed to change your mind leading up to a hookup. The only thing is just be an adult about it. And I think that's the problem too. People don't like to communicate what they want when it's right in front of them. We always like to talk that shit, but when it's right in front of them, we never tell what we want. And this is what leads me into the women that feel like they are forced to give somebody head in order to get what they want. No, absolutely not. You set the basis right there and there. Hey, you expect me to suck on your dick and then just lead into sex? No, either we're sucking and fucking, or we're just fucking. Or I can just go home. Right. Like, ladies, we need to start taking more pride.
You gotta speak up for yourself.
Yes, and we need to take more pride. I don't give a fuck if you are in a committed relationship. First and foremost, the people that are in committed relationships, you should already know what the fuck your partner likes and doesn't like. And that's in all spectrums of relationships. Even in a poly relationship, my partners know exactly what I like or don't like. And they don't expect head each and every time.
Exactly.
Sometimes we just want to go straight into sex or, you know, go into other levels of intimacy. Sometimes I'm just in the mood to, you know, wake up in the middle of the night, give head, and then go back to sleep. Comforting. Mystique just brought out one of her toys that looks like one of my toys. And I'm with it, though. I literally do not need... It's not a necessity to need you. I have other ways to satisfy my needs. But what I'm not going to do is waste my time on somebody who's not going to be an equal recipient and equal giver in our sexual journey.
Yeah. And so you said something that I think is very important to understand is that every time there doesn't have to be, you know, head or an exchange of head. But what I do want to coin is, like, for a very long time before I really just was like, you know what, I'm gonna dive into all of the sexual glory in this sexual aura that people keep telling me that I have, that I just be like, it's not there. I don't know what you're talking about. But that's here and not there. And I would feel forced. Like, I would feel like, damn, like, I'm not gonna get what I want, or I'm not gonna get, you know, to that peak that I need to get to feel satisfied if I don't oblige to whatever this person wants. And I didn't know how to communicate that. And I think that once I was like, okay, coming out of a victim mindset, and I'm going to take it, you know, on the real side, being a victim of sexual trauma and sexual abuse, I didn't know how to step up for myself. Until I was like, oh no, like now I'm here in this place where it's like, no, I'm going to tell you exactly what I need and what I want and how to do it. And if you cannot do that, that's okay. I'm not mad at you. Cool. That just means that you're not it for me, for whatever partner. And that doesn't mean that we have to be in a relationship. No, that just means that you can't give me what I need sexually. And so if the whole reason for us even communicating with each other and having a friendship or a relationship was off of sex, it's not going to work. And that's okay. You can go about your business and I'm going to go about mine. But I'm no longer going to allow anybody to dictate my pleasure.
I'm glad that you shared talking about being a victim of sexual trauma, because I think people disregard that as well. And it brings me back again, me talking about the no touching lesbians, and sometimes that there is that. And you have to take that into consideration. Yes, I can joke about it because I'm just like, again, I love to give and receive to my partners. And it breaks my heart if I know somebody is dealing with an issue, a blockage. You know, it doesn't even have to be traumatic. Sometimes it's just there are people who do not want to be touched, period. And for me, my heart breaks because I empathize, because can you imagine going throughout life and you want to be touched, but there's other parts of your body that are like, no, can't do this, will not do this. You know, people need to understand that too. So when you're forcing somebody in a relationship, I asked on the Sapphire's Earplay Instagram, I said, is oral sex necessarily, you know, a must in the relationship? To me, it shouldn't be. I think oral sex, again, like we've been saying, it's more intimate than actual sex. Oral sex should be like an added gift. It should not be made a requirement. It is okay, though, to say that sex is kind of a requirement because everybody has their needs. Wanting to have sex and needing sex in a relationship does not mean you're a bad person. Some people, like, like we've been saying, you know, people have requirements. If you need physical, chances are the physical is more sexual, and that's fine. That's why there are things called just a purely sexual relationship versus an asexual relationship where there is no sex involved. Just because sex is in the name of something does not necessarily mean it's sex of what you want to say. We can have oral sex, and oral sex to us can be penetrating my mind. Why do we have to say that oral sex is necessarily, oh, I might need to timestamp this, but why do we have to say that oral sex all the time means putting genitalia in our mouths?
Be clear, Mystique have oral sex all the time.
Boom.
Concoction.
Boom.
Quarantine pooch.
Speaking
what
of.
What you talking about?
The Epiphany EP.
Exactly.
Which is out now, right? Epiphany EP is out.
Out right now.
This is her erotic tales, y'all.
Listen, I do it all the time. I could tell you right now how I will devour your nipple.
Would you do that? Would you do that right now?
I would devour your nipple.
Tell the earbuds. The roast buds want to know. Come on now.
You know that picture of me with the glass dildo? The infamous picture. You see how that spit formed on my lip? I'm going to let that same spit, that little nice little teardrop, just drip down my lip. And it's going to drip right onto your areola.
Ah!
And then I'm going to take my pointer finger. I'm going to take it, and I'm just going to do really small circles. Then I'm going to blow while I'm doing those small circles. Until it gets so hard that it feels like it's about to bust. And I'm going to take it, and I'm going to suck on it. Nice, slow, deep suck.
I knew I should not have had a little toke of weed on top of that, because now I'm like, fucking A.
Listen, and now we just had oral sex.
That is oral sex, y'all. And I didn't have to moan or pant. I'm a little wet, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little wet. But no, seriously, that's what it is. Oral sex does not need to be genitalia to the mouth. Oral sex could be just what just happened right now. You are verbally telling your partner. You're verbally telling yourself. You're verbally telling yourself that, hey, I'm about to give myself some pleasure. I'm going to give you some self-pleasure. What do you think I give y'all every week? An eargasm. What the fuck do you think an eargasm is? We're having oral sex right now. Are you turned on? Are you listening? Is your mind, you know, racing? Is your body or certain parts of your body pulsating? Well, honey, we're having oral sex. We have oral sex every Sunday, y'all. Earbuds who have been rocking with me for over 12 years, we've been having oral sex every week. Every week. At sometimes it used to be daily when I was on the SiriusXM vibes. Don't get it twisted. Sapphire has been around for a long time. So the Rosebuds who are just now getting acquainted, honey, you got over 100-some-odd episodes and then some.
Come on, Rosebuds. I got to get with the program now.
No, seriously. For real. Okay, fucking Instagram. Social media ain't shit because they're always going to keep me banned. I just got a notification today from like a post from 6 years ago. It's no longer mine. No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But no, like I definitely I wish that it wasn't a double standard. It is very frustrating. And I think now I've come to be, I'm just more defined in my sexuality and the things that I will accept and the things that I won't. And so depending on who you are and depending of the nature of our relationship will determine how I respond to you. Now, you have already acclaimed me as a throat baby, which I self-proclaim myself, you know?
For all the, I don't want to say white people, but the people that aren't in tune to what the fuck a throat baby is. No, disregard. I might have to cut that out. No, I'm not. I'm not apologetic. Fuck it.
Fucking baby, okay? I wish that y'all could see this so that, let me just, I'm going to verbally tell y'all what I have. So I have this wand in my hand. And what a throat baby is, the throat baby has the capacity to take the wand and encapsulate its entire head piece, which is about, I want to say, Saf, how big you think this head is? Maybe like 2-3 inches?
Probably, yeah.
Into their mouth and down to the back of their throat. So just like Cardi B said, you know, tickling that little dingly thing. We're gonna surpass that, okay?
Do you have tonsils?
I do not.
Oh, so you really have zero gag?
No gag. And if I do gag, what I like to do is I like to hum. So you know how I've been singing since I was like 2 as well. Mm-hmm. And so we were always practicing. They teach you how to, you know, not, you know, but you got to work on those vocal cords.
People,
so
we don't
hum on it.
Yeah, you don't sing through the throat. You sing through your diaphragm. Yeah. Any true person who has sung, like Mystique and I, you should know, you don't sing from the throat. You sing from the diaphragm.
Exactly. And so I let all of that build up till it gets right there, you know, and I just hum on it.
Just hum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm a tick tonight.
It'd be that deep hum, you know. Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yes. And let the spit form. That's why when you take it out your mouth and it's all just
sloppy.
You'd be like, damn, like, where did this come from?
That's more power to you because I can barely. Yeah, I barely can do it until the point where I have almost thrown up on the dick. But I was like, let me just test my you know, now that I've been editing a lot more porn, I'm paying attention more. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I could put my tongue underneath the shaft and kind of like, you know, kind of haul that in there. I'm really giving y'all the skill.
And also, if you feel like you're about to gag,
yeah.
If you breathe, so if you take a deep breath in, it'll stop the function of you gagging.
I'm gonna have to do that.
If you didn't know.
I'm gonna have to do that. I want to get face fucked. But yeah, again, ooh. I just can't do it. Now, face fuck me with some pussy? Oh, absolutely. I've had a girl actually almost bruise my nose one time because she really was like just sitting on my face and it was hitting it so hard. I first felt like I had a nosebleed and then I just felt like my nose was red.
That was amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. Yes. It was great. But yeah, I can't do that with men. I can't.
I've been face fucked and it's been great. I've been face fucked upside down, which is like literally.
Yes.
But that's some pro type shit. Like if you going, so I've been face fucked with my head hanging off the edge of the bed.
That's becoming now a, yeah.
If you don't have gag reflex, listen, don't do it. If you don't know how to hold it, you're going to fucking choke.
Lord.
So just don't do it if you're not about that life.
Don't do it.
That's some strong muscles that you need to have. Well, but I love that.
Well, as we wrap up, Mystique, my goodness, Lord Jesus, I think everybody, I'm a little parched now. I'm kind of like, ooh, let me get my throat lubricated because, shit, I'm ready. But
I told you I was thirsty before we even started. So I'm trying to figure out which one of these earbuds, rose buds is going to let me come and, you know, quench my thirst. That's
yes.
What I'm trying to figure out.
Come quench. But I want others to get, you know, the same oral fixation from you. So, projects, what's coming up?
So, what's coming up is, if you haven't gotten Epiphany, it's on all streaming platforms. Go ahead and search that. It's Epiphany, and then it's my name, NYSTKUE. For those of you who don't know how to spell Mystique, but A Man's World, which is one of the singles that is on the EP, is going to have a visual aspect to it. So that's coming. I am writing a short story series, and it's just going to be talking about these two men who are actually, I'm not even going to give you all of it.
No, just, don't give it all of it.
Real spicy.
If I were to give the earbuds a taste of you, what track should I get off of Epiphany and give them a little snippet?
You should give them Concoction.
Concoction? All right.
Yes.
At the end of this episode, real shit, you know I do this sometimes when I have very talented, vocally talented individuals on the show. Stay tuned after the show for a little taste of Concoction. What else is coming up?
Yeah. The Get You Wet collection. So I have a swimwear collection that is coming out. So be in store for that. So anything that you get from off of the Mystique website, I do give a portion of it to a sex ed organization. That is how I pay homage to being sex positive in my community. So there's some sexy stuff. There might not be anything on my page right now because I'm taking a hiatus, but I had to, you know, show up for my wife.
I love it.
But in due time, my rosebuds and my earbuds, I'm coming back and I'm coming back hard.
So for now,
I'm gonna come face with y'all.
So for now, they got to go to mystique.com and the link is in the bio of this episode, in the description of this episode that they can go to. Perfect.
Yes.
Are you still tweeting? Are you still on Pen and Mystique?
I'm still tweeting. You can always tweet me. I will retweet your shit.
There you go, earbuds. So remember, at the end of this episode, you guys get a little snippet of Concoction, which of course is part of the Epiphany EP. It's hot, it's sexy, it's fire. I got a little taste of some of her work before it was finalized. And let me tell you, you're going to start looking at car sex a little differently. That's all I'm going to say on one of them, okay? Yeah. You're going to look at car sex a little bit differently. But like she said, streaming on all platforms, including Spotify, which, of course, you can get this episode on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Pandora, the whole nine. Whew, Lord. God, just sexy and hot. I got to tell you, we got another hot episode coming for you next week. And it's a very... It's a special episode because, again, we're about to hit Pride season. June is Pride month. And I had the pleasure of having Sanaa Lateef coming back on the 6th. We're going to discuss queerism, okay? Mm. Being non-binary because, of course, Sanaa, a.k.a. Naya, a.k.a. Ho on the Go, is non-binary. And... We got to talk about somebody in Hollywood that decided, you know, it was their time to come out as non-binary, but now there seems to be this ongoing trend. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the proper use of pronouns and all that to kick off the Pride season. So remember, earbuds, safe sex is the best hot sex. And until next week, catch me on Instagram, Twitter, at Ms. Radio Sapphire. I'm just like, whew, I'm gagging. At Ms. Radio Sapphire, that's M-S-R-A-D. Just gagging over here. So that's at M-S-R-A-D-I-O-S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E. Or follow the main page, Sapphire's Earplay, at S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E-S-E-A-R-P-L-A-Y. Good night.
This is the tale of Phoenix Rising, unveiling the story of how his stem would rise and narrating the sounds of me digesting his pounds, the before after play between the first and second rounds. He's assertive when he speaks, my throat erecting saliva to secrete. Slurp, he commands. That's right. Got you lockjawed on that girth.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, all podcasts.